Faith and love starts with faith in you. Know yourself to grow yourself. And discover the DNA of love with Dr. Williams every Wednesday at 4 p.m. February 14th is not that far away, and it's a holiday that creeps up on a lot of us. And today I want to break down what the holiday even is, what it's meant to be, and then how to approach it if you're in a relationship, and then how to approach it if you're single, because both exist in our listening audience. And at times it's hard to navigate through holidays like this, which I call it the holidays of companionship, both for singles and couples. So today's going to be a fun one.
So I got to say, I like that you mentioned singles. Because as someone, even when I was in a relationship, I was one of those people that I just happened to be out of town when I was, like, dating someone. So, like, I've never actually spent a Valentine's Day with someone.
Your whole life?
My whole life.
Wow.
But that's also because in my family, all the women that like to get together around February and do a tea in honor of my aunt's late mother. So that always happened to be right around Valentine's Day that we would do it, so I'd always be there instead of home.
I bet you saved a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just on gifts alone for years. But the idea of the holiday itself is an interesting one conceptually when we think about what it's meant to be. Now in 2023, it's morphed into a lot of different things for a lot of different people, but what it's meant to be is a holiday of connection, just something to bring us together as a moment of emphasis for the love or the intimacy that we have between each other.
Honestly, I'd be more than fine going back to, like, first grade Valentine's Day. Everyone gets, like, a special treat from everyone in their class.
And I love that, because what's beautiful about that is the idea that each one of those, I'm not sure about you when you were in elementary school, but for me, it was, we had to put thought into writing each card. Like, you couldn't, when you were almost 6 or 7.
Well, and then too, it all depends, like, what candy are you going to give? Or sometimes they came like little tattoos. You got to make sure your favorite people got your favorite tattoos.
Yes, and the favorite, for me, my favorite people were folks that I actually took the time out and, like, gave the energy to.
Yep.
There are some people, like, this kid named Michael Rosenthal, I shouldn't have used his first and last name, but we did. but when we were, I had to give him one too, and I didn't like him very much, but it was a school class. Classroom thing, and it was 30 of us, so he was one of the 30. And I remember what he got was a car, construction paper cut out of a heart that folded in two with nothing on the inside. And it was the bare minimum of Valentine's Day because we had no connection. I didn't like him, he didn't like me. We were in the first grade, I don't know, like maybe he liked He-Man and I like Iron Man, like it could have been that deep. But it was, even at that age, what you're hitting on is the meaning of the holiday itself is to be able to find a way to emphasize the connection between two people. And in doing so, it gives you an opportunity to reinforce explicitly the emotional passion between two folks. And if it's there, then awesome. If it's not there, we got things to discuss. Yeah. But it's a beautiful idea in itself conceptually.
So what are we going to be hitting on first?
So we're going to hit on the idea of the context of approaching it when you're in a relationship. Then we're going to hit on the idea of being single and having to make it before, during, and after Valentine's Day. And there's some things that we can do to make that a little easier. But more so, I want to discuss broadly speaking, the idea of the holiday itself has come with a lot of colloquial downsides, and some of those downsides it has to be considered of the pressure of having to do something or be somewhere for Valentine's Day, and that pressure even goes back to when we were in elementary school. I remember the not even anxiety, but the pressure I felt to have a Valentine when I was like 7.
You know, I have a funny story about that because I did not feel that way. And I remember I was pretty sure it was the first grade. And, you know, it's arts and craft time, so we're all sitting making our Valentine's Day arts and crafts. And we were talking about who our Valentines are going to be. And there was this one kid, still remember his name. His name was Ian. He's happily married now. But I asked him, oh, who's your Valentine's? And he goes, you? And I go, that's nice, and then just left. I was like, not interested. Even
tapped out.
6 year old me, I was like, I'm good.
I remember the pressure from teachers.
Yep.
Like Miss Carroll was my first grade teacher, and she was. I remember she would ask us like a lot, like, and we're six, we're babies, and she would ask us like, do you know who your Valentine's going to be? And there were years where I was like, I don't really want it to be anybody. I just kind of want to play with my toys.
Like, yeah. Like goldfish.
Yeah, like I don't care. It doesn't mean anything for me. Like I'm six. And that pressure, even as a kid, coming from like Miss Carroll in my first grade class or when I was in the fifth grade. I remember Miss Amatucci. Miss Amatucci was really cool. She was nice. In hindsight, she was probably only like 23. But for me at 10, I was like, she's an old lady. And Miss Amatucci would like make this really big deal about what Valentine's Day was supposed to mean and make you feel like you had to connect with someone. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, you were one of the folks on the outside looking in. And I remember those like feelings. And then sidebar, Miss Amatucci divorced in the middle of our my fifth grade year. Actually, interesting story. This is not the way love is formed, but one day in fifth grade, she was teaching a lesson somehow, and there's a kid named Jamie who sat like maybe two seats over from me. And Jamie was one of the mischievous young boys in the class, and he would always either leave or go to the bathroom and stay out in the hallways too long, or he would talk in the middle of lessons. And he said to her one day, like, he was talking, and she told him to be quiet. And he said, well, why should I be quiet? You're the one whose husband is going to leave you one day. And I remember this was, I was a kid. I was maybe 10. And he said this. And, of course, we're in the fifth grade. So, like, half the room, like, are on the floor laughing. And the other half is, like, horrified because they understand the emotional, like, dig that this comment was. And this is kind of a sad story. Miss Amatucci, she started crying and she left the room, and that was the last time I ever saw her. And that was maybe halfway through fifth grade for me.
Wow.
From a person who had already instilled in me, at least to some degree as a teacher figure,
mm-hmm.
that love, connection, Valentine's Day is important. And I'm seeing her storm out and crying and leaving.
So there's one thing I do want to mention.
Sure.
We mention a lot on this show. Communication is key in any relationship.
Sure.
And I feel like Valentine's Day, people have either one or two views of it. It's either, it's great, I love it, let's go and do something romantic on the day for couples, or it's a greeting card holiday, I don't care about it. So I feel like people in relationships, which we're going to dive in here in a second, but need to communicate what they view Valentine's Day as. Is it important to them or is it not?
Yes, and that's truly true about so many different things, because we operate at times based on this this understanding of ideas or concepts or rules to follow that are sometimes based solely in momentum, that are based solely in things that we've heard from the outside and have nothing to do with the relationship or the person that we're mm-hmm. dealing with or even ourselves. One of the key areas of emphasis for dating within the context of or Valentine's within the context of being in a relationship is knowing those key areas for you as a couple. And if you can, shifting the meaning of the holiday for you as a couple to something that's deeper than whatever superficial.
Mm-hmm.
Like look at things like Instagram or videos that you make together for a TikTok. They're cool things and they're great supplemental things. But if you're only doing something emotional or connecting or intimate with your partner because it looks good on film, or you're only doing something like loving with your partner because the photos are going to be dope, then reevaluate what Valentine's Day even means for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for a superficial, thin layer, top level relationship, then make sure the person you're with is into the same thing. And maybe you might have your compatible match. Two people who really, really love just doing it for the gram.
Yep.
If that's the case, then do you. But for the most part, that doesn't necessarily sustain you over time. Bigger than that, you can demonstrate ways that you actually care about someone with the gifts that you get. So maybe you can do both. If you mm-hmm. want, you know, things to look good on film, if you want things to look good for Instagram or for Facebook, if people still use Facebook, I'm not sure. Do they?
I mean, I'm different and I use Facebook, but I will say, in all honesty, Facebook is, I think, big in Aviano, but outside of the Aviano community, it's more like your grandma and your parents are the ones on Facebook.
Yeah, like bell bottoms. Like,
yep.
Yeah, they look really good in photos from the 70s, but we're not really wearing them anymore. But truly, like, you can still cater to those things, those quote unquote superficial needs, but still doing things that highlight the relationship. And one way you can do that is using the gift that you have, or the things that you have gesture wise in the relationship for Valentine's Day, to show how well you know the person you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these gifts are not really even expensive. Like, to show that you really know someone, like, sometimes it can be really expensive. Like, if you really, really know your significant other wants a ring,
yep,
and you purchase one, like, maybe you knock that gift out of the park. But there are other things that matter where, and I've talked about this before, but my wife, she knows that I love candy. She knows this. And she doesn't know that I like candy generically, which would be still thoughtful, but really, really, like, missing of the details. She knows specific items that I like and specific items that I don't. And every now and then she surprises me with candy that I didn't ask for. And obviously I can afford my own candy, but it shows that she cared enough to even think about me when I wasn't there.
I think for relationships, Valentine's, at least in my personal opinion, should be more about the thought and less about, hey, let's make a big ordeal. But just, for me, it's a day to just kind of remind you, like, hey, you know, we don't need a holiday, but let's take this moment to just appreciate each other. And that's what Valentine's is to me. Is it just a moment to show that, you know, whether it's receiving gifts, you know, showing that person their love language, a card, if they're words of affirmation, whatever it may be. I feel like that's just a great, you know, day to just kind of take a moment to remind, hey, this is why we're in love.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing you said was, we don't need a holiday, but it's nice to have one.
Mm-hmm.
But also recognizing that, like, there's a natural inclination to do comparison theories based on your relationship and others. And something you said that was very powerful there was, this is what Valentine's Day means for me. And in your relationship, hopefully that carries through, and that's what love even looks like in practice. But so many people have a idea of what Valentine's Day means for other people, and then they, mm-hmm, try to meet that and, yeah, match it separate from what's actually needed in their relationship. And if you don't know what Valentine's Day means for you, then I would ask, well, why are you celebrating it? What are you getting out of it? What, yeah, values it bring into your relationship?
And I feel like it's just one of those holidays that it always feels like you're tiptoeing around. Like, people never know what to do, what to get. And I feel like if you really know the person, you're open with them, you have conversations with them, you know exactly what you need to do.
Yeah, and truly, it doesn't have to be overly, like, crafted and thought, mm-hmm, out. Like, it can be very simple. Like, this is a silly analogy, but when I was a kid, this is a little crass, but I think it applies. When I was a kid and I was being potty trained, my mom, every now and then, she'd call from the other room and she'd just check on me. Hey, you doing okay in there? Did you fall in? Like, she'd make sure I was good. And every now and then I would yell, Mom, I need some tissue. And she would just come, she'd get it. I'd do my business. 6-year-old Deontay's back in the game. You know, I'd leave the bathroom and move on with my life. There was one time I can think of, I was in the bathroom, I looked at the roll, I'm seeing nothing but brown cardboard, like, it looks like we're out of toilet paper. As I'm about to call for my mom to let her know I needed some tissue, she was opening the door and she was handing me a roll.
Aww.
And I was like, in that moment, I'm 32, I still remember that feeling of, like, my mom either has x-ray vision or she loves me very much. Which one is more likely? At 6 years old, it was 50-50. Mom could have x-ray vision. She catches everything. At 32, I know it's because she loved me. And these kinds of things didn't cost anything for my mom. Maybe, mm-hmm, the cost of a roll of toilet paper, but it meant something to me as a kid. And I think in your relationships, Valentine's Day could be an opportunity to bring your spouse their roll of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. So what about our single folks?
So biggest component is recognizing that it's participation optional. There is a lot of pressure for people who are in relationships and single to be booed up by the time you get to Valentine's Day. There's not so much out there that, I mean, at least it's not like readily available. You have to go search it out or research to find areas or avenues where you can pursue being single through this holiday and it be viewed as okay. Like, you don't have to be with somebody. And I recommend, if you are chanced with the opportunity to be alone and be okay and secure through a holiday like this, it makes you stronger, and it makes the situation feel worth something when you actually have someone. And also, you take it less seriously.
I know, too. We talked about a while ago. This is probably one of my first interviews with you about the winter season with holidays, Valentine's. People tend to want to boo up, as you say. But you just, like you mentioned, again, it's okay to be single. You know, you don't have to, you know, just because the holidays are coming up, Valentine's Day is coming up, it doesn't mean you have to be in a relationship. And I think for so long, I was like one of the few people in my high school who wasn't actively searching for a relationship. And so I started my own little tradition on Valentine's Day. Netflix had this just comical series by Michael Bolton about Valentine's Day. So I just watched that on my own every Valentine's Day, just on my couch with my own box of chocolates that I bought for myself, and just would enjoy a night to myself.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I like the, first of all, I didn't know that Michael Bolton even dipped his toe into the Valentine's Day world. So that's even even one thing that's like way beyond anything I've ever known. But it's cool that it's all unique to you, and it's something that you took an opportunity to reinforce self-care. And I think that's one of the things that's missed in Valentine's Day, where it's a holiday of connection and love, but you can't have love until you love yourself. And if you are a person who is in a relationship because you didn't want to be alone, my argument would be, well, what made you not feel secure in your in being alone? And being alone does not have to equal loneliness. Like, you don't have to feel like I'm by myself, so it means that I'm not okay. And if you're doing things that reinforce that, then you'll never get out of that pattern. But bigger than that, it's giving yourself a chance to anticipate your own patterns and to not be beholden to the patterns of social-based norms, like paying a lot of money to go somewhere that you wouldn't have gone to otherwise, based on a holiday that was completely made up. Like, there's no, obviously you can look at the history of St. Valentine and where the history comes from with the holiday, but for the most part it's as made up as Star Wars. Like, it's a myth that we've now given a lot of effort and energy to making something that's really, really heavy in our lives, but it doesn't have to be. And having a sense of humor about Valentine's Day to begin with is a way to relieve some of that pressure. It's a funny holiday when you think about it.
It really is. And I think that's, like, for me, I knew in high school, I was like, I'm not interested in a lot of these people. That I saw a lot of people, and I feel like that age is just, everyone just feels so vulnerable. It's when people start dating for the first time. So if you don't have that, you're in like this very sensitive age and you want to fit in. But I felt like for me, fitting in just didn't make me feel like I fit in. So I think it's always important to know who you are and accept that, hey, even if you're in a relationship, sometimes you'll be like me and you'll find yourself alone on Valentine's Day anyways.
Yeah, and it can be fun. And recognizing that, like you said a second ago, with young people in general, businesses are aware that insecurity is profitable. Businesses are aware that we can take what you are seemingly or feeling like you're lacking and use it to build myself financially by selling you a dream that you don't necessarily need in your life. But if I can make you feel bad enough, I can give myself an opportunity to have my items purchased. Like, there's so many deals and commercials that really poke at the idea of being single or being alone on Valentine's Day as if it's a bad thing. So this is more of a pride thing, but if you're a person who doesn't like to be manipulated, remind yourself that the manipulation is a pattern every season around this time. It's a pattern that is not going to change, and if you're going to be unaffected by it, you got to be aware that it's even happening.
Yeah.
Separate from that, there's a practical means of taking advantage of these deals, because they're not exclusive to people who are dating or married.
Hey, if it's a sale on boxes of chocolate, you deserve a box of chocolate for yourself. As your story before, where you bought a box of chocolate for someone else and said, you know what? I like it. I want to get it for me.
Yeah, there's a there's a club in Maryland where they do a special Cupid's night, and it's a silly little just a promotional thing for couples to come hang out at their club. Obviously, couples come with singles. Singles pay money. People who pay money pay for drinks. So it's a business move for nightclubs that works. But I can't tell you how many times that, like, I knew, like, my brother, he would do this. He would grab a friend, male or female, didn't care. And he would go to a place and he would pretend to be in a relationship with that person just to get in. And he would capitalize on all the deals. And like my brother, he's heterosexual. He doesn't like, and he was usually single, and like, but he wouldn't even care. Like he would, mm-hmm. he would take. There were times where he asked me to go. I'm his brother, and he'd be like, "Let's just pretend that we're in a relationship, and we're just sliding here, and we get some of these deals." Am I recommending you're gonna find these clubs? I think it was called Ibiza in Maryland. If you're gonna find one of these clubs to go to, that's your own prerogative, and that was his prerogative. But it was a way of using these deals mm-hmm. in a way that was effective as a single person, where they're not mutually exclusive to just people who have dating relationships. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. Like, there's nothing more fun. This is actually, I've never actually told my wife this story, so if she's listening, she'll hear it for the first time. Me and my brother used to go to, so we were planning to buy, like, when we had girlfriends, like, at the time when we were younger, we were planning to buy, like, special nighttime evening outfits, let's just say, for our significant others, exotic things, right? So we would go to Victoria's Secret, and we knew around, like, certain, like, holiday events, like Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. you can get deals. We knew a specific Victoria's Secret at Lake Forest Mall in Maryland. It actually just got shut down like a month ago. Maybe we were the reason. But we would go in there, we pretend to be a couple, and we'd like pretend to like be really interested in buying these brassieres. And like we would stand there, this is a true story. We'd like go into the mirrors. We'd like pretend to like line them up with our bodies and see if they would fit. And then the staff would think we were funny, and they would take us completely seriously though. And they would like sometimes give us deals. And we were both tandem shopping for our girlfriends at the time. But it was a thing that we realized we could do. We initially did it to be funny. And then they actually gave us like a 12 or 13% discount. And I was like, that's a hefty discount on some expensive brassieres. Mm-hmm. And we actually did it two or three times before we got caught. it was really fun. And it was a way for me and my brother at like age like 20, I think. We were really young. To have fun together and still be in the context of our relationship, finding things that made the entire experience less serious mm-hmm. and more just about finding a cool way to get something nice for somebody I care about.
Yeah. I love that though, because that is smart. That is smart. And I feel like you bring up a good point that, yeah, they try to advertise these deals, get something for your significant other, but hey, sometimes you just need something nice for yourself too.
Yeah. I would camp outside of CVS, and not literally, but figuratively, outside of CVS's and Walgreens or anything on February 15th.
Yep.
Because I knew Candy Day was coming. And once Candy Day dropped and these prices went down 30, 40%, I would just go load up.
Yep.
And I love chocolate.
Yep. That I'm right there with you. I even too, for whatever reason, I love like the Christmas calendar chocolate. It just has its own flavor. So day after Christmas, I'll go and buy all the...
Like the advent calendars?
All the advent mm-hmm. calendars, pop all the chocolate out, and I got my favorite chocolate. So, you know, it's smart, see? True. At the end of the rainbow, there's discount chocolate.
There it is. There it is. And recognizing, like you said this a little bit ago, like... We don't have we don't take this holiday as seriously as we are encouraged to by society. We give ourselves a chance to focus on relationships in general. They don't have mm-hmm. to be just romantic. Like, take this as a chance to be able to connect with people you actually care about in a way that's interpersonally close and valuable for you. And then see where it goes.
I think Leslie Knope had a great idea, the February 13th being her Galentine's, to take out all the women in her life. I feel like we can do that for the people in our lives. Doesn't have to be a romantic relationship, but just to take a moment to say, hey, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of time in the hustle and bustle of like life to do it. And why not take this opportunity this year? Is it during the week?
It's during the week, yes.
What day is it?
I want to say I'll pull up my calendar. But I want to say it's a Tuesday.
So take some leave on Monday. Give yourself space on Tuesday to be able to actually cherish the people that you find close. It doesn't have to be everybody, but if you know one or two people, first of all, if you have one or two really good friends that you can trust and care about and connect with on this level for even a Galentine's Day or a Valentine's Day, it doesn't matter, relationship or single, if you can do this, what's the phrase for the guys, I guess? Guyentine's Day?
I don't know. But that works. I think that works.
Yeah, we'll take it. If you have one or two friends, first of all, that's actually impressive, because as an adult, it is difficult to maintain one or two solid friends that are there for you and you're there for them, and you guys have each other's back over time, especially in the military.
Yes.
Or PCS and constantly. So if you have that, like, take some time to actually appreciate it. And it could be in a small or large gesture. My wife, for Valentine's Day and for somewhat of our anniversary too, she got me tickets to go see the Portland Trailblazers play the Atlanta Hawks. So I'm going to SOS in like maybe 3 weeks. And during this time, I'm going to be in Alabama, basically the officer's version of ALS. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be there by myself, no family in Alabama. All my folks are in Orlando or DC or Texas. And she knew that I was going to be there, not really able to play a lot of basketball and kind of missing the sport. So she snuck and bought me some tickets for a game that I never in a million years thought I'd have a chance to see. And she's not even going to be there. Like, and these are really good seats. And to me, it wasn't even about how much. She still won't tell me how much they cost, which I got to find out, because I feel like the seats are so good that I need to know financially. But bigger than that, like, she did something for me that I didn't ask for, that I wasn't planning for, and is literally just for me and just because she likes me. And I know she loves me, but that to me indicates that she likes me and she wants to see me happy, and she knows that I would do the same for her. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be on TV and behind the scorer's table at the Atlanta Hawks game. I'm bald, for anyone who's listening. And I told my wife I plan to shine my head up really, really nice so it glistens with the glare on the TV so she can spot me in the crowd when she watches me from Aviano. That's my goal, and she demonstrated that I know this man. He loves basketball. I'm going to take care of him as best I can. And even if she bought me just League Pass on NBA.com just to watch it from a distance, I would appreciate it. So that kind of thing was something that she had been planning for a while, and it just demonstrated that she knew me enough to care.
Mm-hmm. Well, now it's time for final thoughts.
So if you've gotten anything for the past 40 or so minutes from what we've been talking about, it's more defining effectively what Valentine's Day means for you. Before you do anything else, single or within a relationship, know what the value of that holiday is for you. If it's nothing, great. If it's everything, great. If it's anything in the middle, cool. But make sure you have it effectively, like, mapped out for yourself as a person, and then see how closely that links to what the person you're with sees when they see the holiday itself. If you're single, even better, because now you're defining it for yourself and then you're starting to build from there. If you can do that, you give yourself a fighting chance in doing the holiday the best way possible to maintain positive self-esteem, closeness, and efficacy within your relationship.
I think that's a great point. And, you know, maybe also take this opportunity, if there's someone in your life that, you know, they may not be a romantic partner, but maybe this is a perfect opportunity to just, hey, let me cheer you up a little bit.
Yeah, hugs are free. Like, truly. And there's not a lot of opportunities to give them in the context of, like, the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Like, when you're working, when you're going to class, you're going to school, when you're, like, constantly trying to fill time, like, we rarely slow down to actually do the things like just reach out and hug someone consensually. If they make sure they want the hug from you. But if you can do that, then cool. Give yourself that chance. And if you can do something that's something that you can actually, like, parlay into traditional or continued behavior. Mm-hmm. Don't make it an aspiration that you did just a one time. Make it something that you can actually sustain. If you can sustain it, then it means something for your relationship. If you can't, then you set a standard that doesn't exist over time. It's like the grand gesture.
Yeah.
If I pay, you know, Billy Joel to come sing for you on Valentine's Day in 2023, then 2024 better be real big, because everything after that is going to be a letdown. So you do things that are within the range of things that you can sustain or repeat, versus things that are just based on the gesture itself.
Show love.